It's the Sheet Show right here on 630 Chad. My name is Chris Sheets from Kissin' Country 103.9. Carmel Baird is with us from her acreage in Sherwood Park. She is a medium. She's got a TV show called Mom's a Medium. It is so much fun. It's been renewed. It's now on CMT again. And there's so much going on in the acreage. Let's just do a quick count here. Quarter horses, miniature ponies, cats, chickens, 8 dogs, and of course, all the kids and now grandkids as well. You know, there's a lot going on, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. We got baby chicks and rabbits coming in this week. There's always something new happening at the ranch. Dave says, are you done yet? I'm like, we have 45 acres to fill. Why would I be done? Just bring them in. Love them all.
I like the way you think. All right. Well, she was a young girl at a very young age, suffering from anxiety and panic attacks, not knowing why she was uncomfortable around people. And at one point in her life, how old were you when somebody told you you were a medium?
I think that was about 8 years ago now.
Okay.
So
all right.
I'm 43. All right. I'm going to be 43 in June. So it was in my mid 36.
Uh-huh.
I would say 35, 36.
I'd kill to be 43. I'm 44. You know,
you put it
all into perspective, right?
There you go.
Doing so well. So you've only been doing this for a relatively short amount of time, but what a time it's been. You remember the very first time you talked to somebody and you told them that their dad was with you and said that they loved him, and they'd waited 37 years to hear those words from their father. And, you know, the rest, as they say, is history, so to speak. I know it's not that simple, but you now do readings on the phone and readings in person, and you've talked to so many different people and just making a huge difference, because there's an emptiness. Not that I should share too much about my wife. She'll probably kill me for this, but if she does, then you'll have to talk to her through me.
Okay.
You know what I'm
no
saying.
Problem.
Once I'm dead.
I got you back.
Yeah, you got it.
I got
it.
You back.
But anyway, with her father and his passing of Alzheimer's, and anybody who's ever gone through that realizes that you lose that person long before their heart stops beating. You know,
mm-hmm.
you lose the person they are. They stop communicating. There's just nothing really there. So you go through all of that horrific time. And she does feel like she loves everything about her father and all the time she spent with him, but she still does not feel like she's had that closure, or she just wants to know he's yeah. doing okay. And you hear that from so many people, right?
Yeah, most definitely. And I empathize with her. I have a lot of clients that come to me who have lost family members from Alzheimer's, and that they're so desperately looking for that connection. And you're exactly right. They've lost them years and years before they even crossed over. So their time span has been much longer.
Yeah, and she's a Christian. She believes he's in heaven. She believes she's doing okay. But selfishly, she just wants to hear or know, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right. And you know what? I have clients that come to me and they'll come in and they'll sit down and go, you can't tell anybody I'm here. I'm a Jehovah's Witness, or I'm this, or I'm that. And you know what? I honestly have there are no boundaries between religions. I mean, I think we're all one. It's all, you know what? If it comes from a place of love, that's the religion that I want to be involved in. So I bring them all in. I love them all, and I have no judgment towards any of them. And I think it's sad when people come in and feel like, oh, I can't be here, and yet they so desperately want that closure.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and we all have our, and again, things are changing, and you don't want to get on the religious topic, because as you know, there's a few things in the world you don't ever want to, have a beer and an argument over, and religion
yeah.
is certainly one of them, and everybody's got their own belief and their own thing. But I mean, I come from a religious family, and I had my preconceived notions about all of this. I think I might have called it hocus pocus or whatever I called it to you.
Mm-hmm.
But then we did the reading, and it's funny, because I my back was up and I was looking for ways to poke holes into everything that you were saying. And, at the end of the day, I had it on CD. I played it to my wife. And, she broke down and cried. You were talking about my son, and he had a great relationship with his grandson, and about his mm-hmm. long hair and things that, but anyway, it really did make her feel better and her whole family feel better, you know, just hearing about that stuff.
Mm-hmm. And it's the simplest, littlest things. And the spirit seems to know that on the other side, like your son and his long hair. And I don't remember the reading, Chris. I always tell people that spirit comes through me, not from me. So, and I'm grateful for this, because I can't imagine what my mind would be like if I remembered everything. But it's funny, they'll pick out that littlest detail that nobody else would know about, and that's what they'll say, and that gives you the proof that that's it. I mean, everything after that is great and wonderful, but that's that moment where you go, okay, this is it. That's real.
Okay. Now, the questions that I know that listeners are probably asking through their speakers right now, I mean, the things like we've seen the medium shows where they become detectives and things like that, and they really do that. And there's mediums that do that for a living. Is that correct?
Yes, and I work, on average, I'd say about 3 to 4 unsolved cases or missing person cases a year.
And who approaches you on that?
Sometimes it's the police. Sometimes it's the police, and typically, I would say majority of the time it's the family. And I think that, you know, Alberta at this point, I mean, a lot of people know who I am and they'll come to me there's no charge. I never charge anyone for this. If there's something happening and I can help, especially with regards to missing person cases, I'm happy to help and do what I can. And lots of times I'll take that to students or other mediums I know to work on them. And I think that, time is of the essence when you're dealing with situations like that.
Yeah, so the stuff that we see on TV sometimes isn't that far off.
No, it isn't. And unfortunately, I can't speak about specific cases.
Of course.
But there have been some very high media profile cases that I have worked on, and we've brought closure and healing to those families and to those people involved. And you just want to do all you can to help. And I trust emphatically the other side. And if I'm given a message about someone or something, and I know, okay, this is the time I need to give this to that family and let them know. And you know, they're all knowing, right? So they know exactly what's going on and the people that need to know in order to make things come together and provide that healing.
Yeah, closure, right?
It's all about closure.
Carmel Baird is with us again, Mom's a Medium. It is on CMT once again for the second year. I said before the last break that I did want to say, and again, and I really appreciate it, and I know you're 100% professional, so you can't get into too many specifics, but there has to be some very funny moments in your line of work when it comes to people, though death is not ever funny, but you know, I always say the Lord has a sense of humor. He created me. There just has to be some kind of things where people come to you like I joked about, hey, find out where Mom hid the money. We got like $100,000 bucks somewhere, you know. There has to be things like that happen.
There is never a dull moment. There are those moments. I've had people come to me exactly that, say, you know, can you tell us where the will is? One gentleman came, he wanted to find his grandfather's pipe, and he knew that, you know, his grandfather would have left it for him, and the family is squabbling, somebody took it or stole it, and I'm like, it's a pipe.
I know.
Hold on to these things, like, they're, you know, he's like, I know my brother took it, and I know my, you know, my man's lying for him, and you're going, okay, this is what I have to do. And then cheating is always a huge one. I can't figure out, I still cannot wrap my head around this, but people will come in and book a couple's reading with me. It's a husband and a wife.
Yes.
And the husband will come, and you know you're going to see a psychic. You know. And it'll come out in the reading. The guy looks at me like, well, what'd you say that for? But I don't, you know, I'm just like, it just flows through me. So I think this is my warning to all men and women.
Yes,
please,
it's not.
Do not go together to see a psychic if one of you is cheating.
Yeah.
It will never end well.
Grandma wants to know who Julie is, Michael, you know, in front of your current wife. Uh-oh, we're in trouble. Okay, well, there's some advice for you. Mom's a Medium. It's the show.
Listen, yeah. It is bad. The husband came, then the wife came, and then the mistress came, and none of them knew that the other ones had come.
Uh-oh.
I mean, it's just, we'll just end that one there.
Probably no names mentioned, but I tell you,
I cannot
wait to read the memoir. Are you going to be writing a book?
Actually, I'm writing it right now.
You read so many, right?
We're in the home stretch. It's called Truth of Spirits. It's with Hay House Publishing, and it's going to be coming out in shelves in 2016. I'm so excited because Hay House was such a pivotal point for me for change. I love Louise Hay, and they're excited about the show, and they're on board with the show as well. So such a blessing there.
Okay, we've got like a minute left. So the show, Mom's a Medium, it's crazy. What can we look forward to this year? It's you, it's the acreage, it's the kids, it's the husband, it's the animals, and it's all that stuff combined with your medium job.
Exactly. You're going to see some fantastic celebrities coming on the show. If you've seen the little trailer clip, you're going to get some personal information and in-depth reading with Theo Fleury and Brett Kissel. They're going to be with me on the show. My crazy family. And, you know, here's the thing about season two. You relax more. You forget that there are cameras there. And you just kind of go, oh, yeah, it's all part of the family. So I'm watching it now going, oh, my gosh, this is really happening. You're going to see me develop into some childhood moments and letting you know about, you know, what it was like for me growing up. And there's some tears and laughter along the way. Great, fantastic readings. And I find the readings are longer this year. For those that enjoy them, I think we really get in depth with those. So it's a great season. We're all super excited for everyone to see it.
Carmel Baird is with us again, Mum's a Medium, and also the great work that you do. Thank you so much for spending the time with us. When we did my reading at the very end of it, you said I was talking about my grandma Sheets, who love everybody that we've lost, but my grandma Sheets is really, really important to me. And at the very end, you said, by the way, your grandma's really proud of you. And I tell you, that alone, you know, it was, you talk about just making people feel better about their life. That was just worth it for me. So,
thanks, Chris. I really enjoy being here. I'm happy to chat with you anytime. This is my favorite radio station. I honestly am a huge 630 Chet and Kissin fan. I'm always, that's where the station lands. So.
Good girl. Well, thank you very much. All the best with the season two of Mums a Medium on CMT.
You're welcome. Take care.